A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. That's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. Hey, it's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Ignis.
So yesterday we saw that Jack had some problems with his teeth. His top right canine hurts a lot these days. His friend Diane says he should go to the dentist.
So let me ask you, Pat. So when did you last go to the dentist? Oh. And what did they do for your teeth?
To be honest, it's a while. I think it may have been about a year. So I really should go again. If you've got no problem, once a year is probably about right. Maybe once every 6 months. But I only go, maybe he'll clean. Very quick. No actual problem. So, that's it.
He just, like a routine.
A very routine, just clean them, made sure that there was nothing going on. What about you?
I actually had a filling on my front left tooth.
Okay.
Last month, I think.
Right, we'll talk about fillings in today's article. So what's going to happen when Jack visits? Let's read through today's article and find out.
Let's take good care of our teeth.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words about teeth.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Cavity, tooth decay, gums, plaque, filling, nerve, root canal, floss, dentist, water flosser, tongue, canine tooth.
Warm-up question. When did you last go to the dentist? What did they do for your teeth?
Jack is at the dentist's office.
Hi, Jack. What brings you here today?
I have a bad toothache. It hurts to eat.
Let me take a look. Yes, you have a deep cavity. It needs a root canal and a filling.
Oh, no! You need to take out the nerve?
That's right. Don't be scared. You'll feel totally well after.
Dr. Miller performs the root canal on Jack's tooth.
I should take good care of my teeth from now on.
Right. Brush until any food or plaque is off your teeth. If you find flossing hard, you could try using a water flosser.
I'll remember that. Thanks for helping me, Dr. Miller.
Word power!
Bring. Bring. Bring, brought, brought. The long road across the park brought me to the library. The long road across the park brought me to the library. Deep. Deep. There's a deep hole over there. Don't fall into it. There's a deep hole over there. Don't fall into it. Take care of. Take care of. Take. Took. Taken. It's Tom's job to take care of his dog. He has to feed it and take it for walks every day. It's Tom's job to take care of his dog. He has to feed it and take it for walks every day. Until. We will work until the job is totally done, and then we will take a break. We will work until the job is totally done, and then we will take a break.
认识字汇
Perform.
So we start by showing the reader, you guys, where Jack is now. The article says Jack is at the dentist's office.
没错。文章就说了，此刻呢 ,Jack 在牙医诊所里。那同学要注意 ,office 呢的确叫办公室，可这边是指牙医的诊所里面。
So, Dr. Miller, the dentist, starts by saying, Hi Jack, what brings you here today?So here the dentist uses our first word power word for today. It's bring, B-R-I-N-G, bring, past tense and PP, brought. So make sure you get the R in. Brought, B-R-O-U-G-H-T. Bring, brought, brought. Let's find out more about this word. To bring normally means to take something from one place to another place with you when you go there.You would bring your bags and books to school, for example. However, the dentist is asking, what brings you here, to mean, why are you here? In other words, what problem has caused you to come here? Here's a kind of way we can use this in a sentence. The long road across the park brought me to the library. The long road across the park brought me to the library.
文章里面呢 ,Dr. Miller 就说了 ,Hi Jack, 你今天怎么来这了呢？这句话里面呢同学要注意的是 ,bring 这个字是当动词用，原本是指把东西带来的意思。但这边这句话呢有点像我们中文里面说的诶今天什么风把你带来这边呢，也就是你今天为何来这边呢。那另外呢 ,bring 这个字的三态变化是 bring, brought, brought。例如像例句里面提到了这条长长的路穿过公园并将我引进图书馆。
And Jack tells the dentist, I have a bad toothache. It hurts to eat, like we saw yesterday.
Jack 他就说了、哦、我牙痛很严重吃东西时呢很痛。
And Dr. Miller says, let me take a look.To take a look at something means to see that thing in order to make a decision of what to do about it.
Dr. Miller 呢接着就说了让我瞧一下。这句话里面呢同学要记得 take a look, look 当成名词来用表示看一下或者是瞧一下。例如文章里面 Dr. Miller 要先看一下 Jack 的牙齿才能够进一步确定该怎么样帮他治疗。
So Dr. Miller does this, then says, yes, you have a deep,cavity. We learned what a cavity was yesterday, a hole in your teeth. But what do we mean by deep? D-E-E-P, deep. Well, deep is an adjective and our next word power word, so let's find out. If something is deep, it goes down or into something a long way. We could talk about a swimming pool or a river being deep or a hole in a ground being deep.But a cavity in a tooth is more like a cave in a mountain. So deep means it goes a long way from the outside to the inside. A deep cavity is bad news. Here's an example sentence. There's a deep hole over there. Don't fall into it. There's a deep hole over there. Don't fall into it.
没有错，文章中里面 Dr. Miller 就说了哦，糟糕，你牙齿蛀得很深。在这句话里面呢 deep 这个字是当形容词用，表示深的意思。例如我们可以说哦，这个洞很深啊，或者是文章里面 Jack 蛀牙蛀的那个洞很深都可以。那同学另外要注意的是 deep 这个字也可以指很深奥，例如很深奥的书内容很难懂，我们就可以说 a deep book、例句呢就有说到那边有个很深的洞，不要摔进去了。
The dentist also says it needs a root canal and a filling. So a root canal is a surgery that's done on the inside of the tooth. It treats the nerve inside the tooth as well as the softer stuff, not the hard outside. Now, it's painful, but if you have bad tooth decay, it's what you need to get. So we also mentioned a filling, and that is when a hole in your tooth is filled by something, either kind of metal or a different material, to block the hole.
嗯，没错。文章中 ，Dr. Miller 接着说了，啊，他需要根管治疗，根补牙。那 a root canal 就是所谓的根管治疗。那同学，如果你有蛀牙经验，可能就知道了。当蛀牙呢，如果蛀得不够，蛀得没有很深，补个牙 filling 就可以了。但蛀得很深，就必须根管治疗。治疗什么呢？牙齿内部那个 inside 里面的神经部位，也就是牙医是常说的抽神经。那补牙呢？如果你没那么严重的话，补牙就是把牙齿表面被蛀掉的洞补起来就可以了。Ouch!
And hearing this, Jack says, oh no, you need to take out the nerve? So he knows what a root canal is and what that's going to mean for him.
Jack 就说了，哦不，你要拔神经吗？所以我想 Jack 真的可能以前有拔过神经的经验了。
And Dr. Miller says, that's right. Don't be scared. You'll feel totally well after.
Dr. Miller 就说了，没错啊，不要害怕啦，做完之后呢，你就会觉得好多了。
We then see that Dr. Miller performs the root canal on Jack's tooth. It's really not that quick though. So now we just use the word perform, which means to carry out some kind of operation or task. It basically means the dentist does the root canal surgery.
没错，文章中呢就说到了 Dr. Miller 对 Jack 的牙齿进行根管治疗。那 Pat 老师又说啦，其实根管治疗没那么快，可能还要去评估啊，还要打麻醉针等等等。那同学这边要注意的是 perform 这个动词，原本你们可能熟悉的是表演，但这边呢是指进行手术的意思。那可以跟同学分享一个记忆的方式，例如对牙医啊或外科医生来说，每一次的手术对他们来说都是他们专业技能的一种表演，你这样去记呢，就不会觉得 perform a surgery 很难背了。
So after this, Jack says, I should take good care of my teeth from now on. Now here, he uses a phrasal verb, take care of. Three words, take, T-A-K-E, care, C-A-R-E, of, O-F, take care of. Let me explain what this phrasal verb means in our next word power section.To take care of something is to give that thing attention to make sure it's okay. You look after it to make sure that nothing bad happens to it. You should take care of yourself, but you might also need to take care of other people or animals, children, pets, people who are sick, and so on. You also need to take care of plants. Here's an example of something like that.It's Tom's job to take care of his dog. He has to feed it and take it for walks every day. It's Tom's job to take care of his dog. He has to feed it and take it for walks every day.
文章中里面呢 ,Jack 他就说了，我应该是要从现在开始好好照顾我的牙齿。这个句子里面呢，这个动词片语 take care of 就是指好好照顾或者是照料的意思。例如我们也可以说了 ,He took care of my plants when I was on vacation.、嗯、当我呢去度假的时候，他帮忙照料或照顾我的植物们。例句里面说到了，照顾 Tom 的狗是 Tom 自己的工作，他必须天天喂狗以及带狗去散步。
Jack also said that he'll take care of his teeth from now on. The phrase from now on means starting from now and going into the future forever. So he won't just start taking better care of his teeth for a few weeks or for a few months. He'll start now and never stop doing it.
没错。这一个片语呢 ,from now on, 就是字面上的意思，从现在开始。同样相似的我们还会有 from then on,、嗯、从那时候开始。例如 ,from then on, he kept studying hard, 从那时候开始他努力念书。
And Dr. Miller says, right, so she's agreeing, yes, you should do that. She also says, brush until any food or plaque is off your teeth. The word,Until, U-N-T-I-L, until, is a conjunction. Let's check out how we can use it in today's last Word Power Word section. We use until to mean up to a point in time that something happens or changes. So the dentist says brush until the food or plaque is off your teeth. A similar example would be I work until 5 p.m. today. So I will work, but at 5 I'll stop. We can also use the word till, T-I-L-L, instead of until, and it means the same thing. Brush till the food or plaque is off your teeth. I work till 5 p.m. today, and so on. Here's another example. We will work until the job is totally done, and then we will take a break. We will work until the job is totally done, and then we will take a break.
文章里面呢 ,Dr. Miller 就说了，没错，刷牙齿直到任何食物或者是牙菌斑都脱落。这句话里面呢，同学要小心 ,until 呢是一个连接词，那我们也可以写成 till, 例如 ,until now, I have always lived with my parents,、一直到现在为止我一直跟父母住在一起。例句里面呢也说到了，我们会把工作全部完成之后呢才休息。
Dr. Miller also tells Jack, if you find flossing hard, you can try using a water flosser. So here Dr. Miller uses an if conditional. We use if conditionals to say that in a certain situation, you should do this thing. Like, if it rains, use an umbrella. Or, if it's late, I'll take a taxi home. So it shows a likely possibility and the result of this possibility. Most of the time with this kind of conditional, you use a present tense verb after the if and a future tense to show the result. If I feel sick, I won't go to school.
嗯，没有错。文章中呢 ，Dr. Miller 也跟 Jack 说了，如果你觉得使用牙线很困难，你可以试着使用冲牙机。那这句话里面，同学要小心的是 ，if 呢是当连接词，它是表示一种 if 条件句的意思，表示如果或者是说当 A 条件发生才会有 B 这个结果出现。例如 ，If you are late, our teacher will be angry。如果你迟到的话，这个 A 条件迟到发生的话，那么 B。结果就是老师就会很生气。那刚刚 Pat 老师也提醒了 ，if 后面的句子呢会用现在式，另外一个主句会用未来式来写。
Another pattern the dentist used was find plus something plus an adjective. So in this case, the verb find describes a situation as a person finds it or how they experience it. If you find something hard, you try it and you realize, whoa, this isn't easy. So we could also say, I find math hard, or to use a different adjective, I find English easy. So we can use all kinds of adjectives with this pattern.
嗯，没有错。这个句子里面呢，有一个蛮特别但也很重要的句型，就是 find 加上 o 加上形容词。这边的形容词呢，修饰的就是前面的 o 那一个受词。那 find 的这个字呢，相信有同学已经知道了，原本是发现的意思。三态变化呢 ，find、found、found。嗯，但在这个句子里面，同学要小心 ，find 是表达一种觉得的意思。例如 ，I find learning Korean challenging。
Yeah.
我觉得学韩文很有挑战性。这个部分呢，是同学们你要特别小心留意的哦。
So then Jack says。I'll remember that. Thanks for helping me, Dr. Miller.
嗯，他就说了，我会记得的，谢谢你 ,Dr. Miller.
And that brings us to the end of the article, so let's first go to today's magic box and then come back for our review time activity.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello, 大家好，我是 Peggy。前几天我被我妈下了最后通牒，她说从今以后我都要自己洗自己的衣服，不可以再教她洗了。You have to wash your own clothes from now on。好吧，虽然我妈一定会心软，只要我加班她就会帮我，但是她在骂人的时候还是要装乖一下，答应她说我知道了。刚刚啊，我们说从今以后，英文里面可以用 from now on， 就是从现在开始。这个时间副词片语。可以放在句尾，也可以放在句首，只要记得在放在句首的时候呢，要在片语后面加个逗号。所以刚刚那个句子也可以改成 ：From now on, you'll have to wash your own clothes。除了 from now on 之外呢，英文里面还有一些可以表达永远、从今以后的说法。 像是大家如果喜欢听童话故事啊，最常听见的结尾就会是说，哦，王子跟公主从此幸福快乐的生活在一起。The prince and princess live happily ever after. 这个 ever after 就是从今以后的意思。不过我们通常只会把它放在句尾。如果要跟最爱的情人表达爱意，你这时候就可以用上 forever 这个字。I promise I will forever love you. 而这个副词它可以放在句中，也可以放在句尾，所以你也可以说 I will love you forever. 注意到这个字跟 from now on 或是 ever after 不太一样，虽然它都是指很长的一段时间，但是 from now on 和 ever after 指的强调的呢，都是从现在这个时间点开始往后延伸的永远。Forever 则没有特定去强调某个时间点，只是用来讲你这个持续的时间很长很长，没有尽头，在使用上要特别注意。除了 forever 以外啊，我们在婚礼上也会听到新郎跟新娘说，哦，在我接下来的人生里都会爱你，照顾你，陪伴你。这时候你就会听到他们说 I promise to love you and take care of you for the rest of my life. For the rest of somebody's life 意思就是在接下来的人生里面永志不渝的意思啦。今天讲了非常多的永远啊，从今以后的用法，请大家现学现卖一下，造个句子吧。从今以后我会好好照顾我的狗狗，这句话要怎么说呢？
The answer is I will take good care of my dog from now on. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so to review some of the word power from these last 2 days, Ignis and I are going to do a bit of charades, a bit of acting. We'll take turns acting out some of the word powers, and we'll try and guess which one we're doing. So I'll do one first, see if you can guess which word power this is.
Yes. Wow, that's an easy one.
It should
brush,
be.
Brush it.
Exactly.
Brush.
All right. Can you act one for me, and I'll guess?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, looks like you've got toothache. All right, I'll do one more. Okay.
You dropped your phone.
I dropped my phone. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching, everybody, for A-plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Ignis.
We'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's take good care of our teeth.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words about teeth.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.Let's get started and have fun.
Cavity, tooth decay, gums, plaque, filling, nerve, root canal, floss, dentist, water flosser, tongue, canine tooth.
Warm-up question.When did you last go to the dentist? What did they do for your teeth?
Jack is at the dentist's office.
Hi, Jack. What brings you here today?
I have a bad toothache. It hurts to eat.
Let me take a look. Yes, you have a deep cavity.It needs a root canal and a filling.
Oh no! You need to take out the nerve?
That's right. Don't be scared. You'll feel totally well after.
Dr. Miller performs the root canal on Jack's tooth.
I should take good care of my teeth from now on.
Right. Brush until any food or plaque is off your teeth. If you find flossing hard,You could try using a water flosser.
I'll remember that. Thanks for helping me, Dr. Miller.
Word power!
Bring. Bring. Bring, brought, brought. The long road across the park brought me to the library. The long road across the park brought me to the library. Deep, deep. There's a deep hole over there. Don't fall into it. There's a deep hole over there. Don't fall into it. Take care of. Take care of. Take, took, taken. It's Tom's job to take care of his dog. He has to feed it and take it for walks every day. It's Tom's job to take care of his dog. He has to feed it and take it for walks every day. Until, until. We will work until the job is totally done, and then we will take a break. We will work until the job is totally done, and then we will take a break.
认识字汇
Perform.